I'm Kier from In Defense Of, a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. It's a podcast by fans exploring the weekly Marvel Comics issues and news. We're not experts, just a few lifelong Marvel comic fans that want to share our weekly love of new and classic Marvel comic issues. Featuring Lauren's Mutant Musings.
We have Storm being an amazing team leader, as if there was ever any doubt of that.
Featuring Black Adam's S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Reports.
In this issue, the Howling Commandos attack the dock. Rather than trying to take or destroy the base, they're attempting to steal the three helicarriers that are based there.
And featuring Neil's Mighty Marvel moments.
And I even read this issue to my three-year-old niece, who got really good at yelling, Hellcat! And She-Hulk!
This podcast is not produced, maintained, owned, or directed by Marvel Comics, the Disney Corporation, Fox, Sony, ABC, or Marvel Studios. All characters, situations, and stories are properties of Marvel Comics. Stand by for your weekly Marvel Comic debriefing. I'm Haley from Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., and you are listening to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition.
Now it's time for your scheduled Marvel comic book debriefing. I'm Agent Stargate Pioneer, your host to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. This podcast covers Marvel comics that were released for the week starting March 30th, 2016. This time on Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition, Black Adam S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Report covering Secret Warriors number 12 from the S.H.I.E.L.D. Archives. And Lauren's Mutant Musings discusses All New X-Men number 7 and X-Men 92 number 1. As always, if you want to hear more about the ABC television show Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Marvel's Agent Carter, Marvel's Daredevil, Jessica Jones, and Luke Cage on Netflix, and the general Marvel comic universe, please check out the main Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast found at GunnaGeek.com. And now, Black Adam S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Report.
This is consultant Black Adam, and this week I'm digging into the S.H.I.E.L.D. archives to look at Secret Warriors number 12, a continuation of the Wake the Beast arc. This issue was originally published January 27th, 2010. The issue was written by Jonathan Hickman with art by Stefano Caselli. It starts with a continuation of the battle between Hydra and Leviathan at Hydra's shipyard. Gorgon drives off the attack, but not before Viper is captured. This leads to a confrontation among the leaders of Hydra, each suspecting that one of the others is a traitor. After that, the story moves on to more of a character focus, with Stonewall teaching Yo-Yo to drive as she takes him to visit his father. The trip takes them to a Supermax prison, where Yo-Yo finds out that he is the son of the Absorbing Man, who raped and later killed his mother. It also contains a flashback to several years ago, explaining the origin of Hive, which is quite a bit different than the direction they went in the show. In the comics, Hive is a parasite developed by Hydra. When a volunteer was infected by the parasite, he became the host for the Hive group mind. Outside of the brief action scene at the beginning, this was another setup issue, setting the stage for what is sure to be a very messy war among Hydra, Leviathan, and the Secret Warriors. The scenes with Yo-Yo and Stonewall were the most interesting parts, giving some history and showing the growth of their friendship. I'll be back with Secret Warriors number 13.
Grateful that Adam has steered me towards this series, as it is obviously the origins of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. current storyline. I'll be interested to see what develops within Hydra as the traitor is discovered. I also love the Yo-Yo learning how to drive scenes, as well as the appearance of the Absorbing Man in prison. I will say that some of Hive's capabilities in the show are more similar to what was shown in the comics.
probably more so as it was shown just in last week's episode, The Team. If you are interested in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I would definitely go swipe through this series on your Marvel Unlimited app as soon as you can. Next up on Longbox Edition, Lauren's Mutant Musings.
Hey, X-Fans. There's two comics for the week of March 30th, 2016. The first one is All New X-Men number 7 by writer Dennis Hopeless and artist Mark Bagley. This one starts off with a really good explanation for why Toad went from janitor in Wolverine and the X-Men to kidnapper in this issue. Or last issue, technically. And most of the issue revolves around life really being terrible for new Cyclops, young Scott Summers, Scott Summers from the past, whatever you want to call him. And there's this whole thing in the issue that sort of reminds me of a horror movie I like called As Above, So Below, which involves things going really badly for people in the Paris catacombs. The second comic is X-Men 92 number 1 by writers Chris Sims and Chad Bowers and artist Alti Firmencia. Firmencia? I apologize if I got that wrong, which I probably did. This is the follow-up to the digital version of X-Men 92 with Cassandra Nova that came out last year, which is itself a follow-up to the cartoon from the early 90s. It's a lot of fun. There's some adorable 90s touches like characters wearing rollerblades and some movie posters in the background of a mall scene with things like Interview with a Vampire and Army of Darkness. And it has the same really fun feeling as Wolverine and the X-Men did when it started. And there's the whole 90s cartoon nostalgia, plus some really good background cameos from some beloved characters. It's probably my favorite of the comics for this week. That's it for this week. Stay tuned for next week. And remember, mutant and proud.
The whole series where Toad and Scott are in the catacombs in All New X-Men this week was really horrific and emotional. But I really appreciated how both characters were portrayed. And X-Men 92 sounds like a ton of fun! I'll have to check that comic out as soon as I can. Thanks, Lauren, for bringing such a human touch to the X-Men series on Longbox Edition. You can always find Lab Rat on Twitter using her Twitter name, @SithWitch. And as this podcast is released on April 26, 2016, I'm going to extend a very happy birthday to our resident Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. comic villain. And thank you, Black Adam, again for leading us through the Secret Warriors series. Sadly, for better or worse, I would not have found this series otherwise. As a reminder, Adam is our S.H.I.E.L.D. comic specialist here on Longbox Edition, and if you want to talk to Adam about anything from the comics, look him up on Twitter, @StarSaber_222. Thank you very much to Agent Haley from Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast for providing the awesome intro and outro voiceovers. I had the wonderful opportunity to see Haley last weekend at a wedding reception with a ton of other Gunna Geek podcasters and community members, and I look forward to seeing everyone there, including Haley, again in the future. If you'd like a chance to chat up comic awesomeness with Haley or catch her on any of her DC comic television show podcasts like Crimson Comet or Like a Girl, catch her on Twitter, @AwesomeEngineeringGirl, spelled AwesomeEngirGrl. Listener, don't forget that Free Comic Book Day is approaching on May 7th, 2016. Don't forget to block out part of your day to drop into one of your great local comic book stores. I'm really looking forward to checking it out this year. As another reminder, Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition will be without Neil for several weeks in June. So if you want to volunteer to fill in for Neil while he is away, let Neil or myself know, and we definitely appreciate the help for those weeks. You could also help out and step in for other weeks when Neil isn't available unexpectedly, such as this week. As always, thank you, listener. We appreciate you listening and downloading both this podcast and the main Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast. All of us involved want to hear from you on how you like either Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. show or your thoughts about any and all of the Marvel comics. Finally, If you'd like to pick up a segment on any specific series, such as The Inhumans, Star Wars, Guardians of the Galaxy, Deadpool, or The Spider-Verse, we'd love to hear your ideas. So please check out all the ways to contact us in the show notes or in the outro of this show. Or you can always hit me up on Twitter at Stargate Pioneer. Until next time, I'm Agent Stargate Pioneer. Bye!
Thank you for listening to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. If you want to contact us, you can tweet us at Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. on Twitter. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Swing by our website, www.legendsofshield.com. Look up our Tumblr page at legendsofshield.tumblr.com. Check out our Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. YouTube channel, or send us a voicemail at 844-THE-BUS-1. That's 844-843-2871. Intro and outro music, titled Epic Dramatic Track, 2014 version by Star Sound. Black Adam's S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Report background music titled The Greater Good Epic Cinematic Trailer by Christopher Fisher Audio. And Neil's Mighty Marvel music titled Epic Cinematic Orchestral Background Music by Cinescore can be found at pon5.com. Lauren's Mutant Musings background music titled The Descent by Kevin MacLeod can be found at incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of the individual contributors and do not represent Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. or Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. Marvel Comics are the property of Marvel. No infringement is intended. We will see you on our next exciting installment of Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition.